Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, this show tonight, we are going to explore a topic that is about shifts in your life. And what areas have you created shifts in your life? And have you acknowledged these shifts? I know certainly for me, so much has changed through time and through space. And what's really important about acknowledging that is if you don't, it can often pass you by and you may end up recreating things in a way that if you would acknowledge the shifts to begin with, could really generate and create not only something greater, but also something in your world that you would love and like to have. So this show is all about shifts and acknowledging them and as well as actualizing them. So my live guest and I will be exploring this topic with you. And getting clear on areas that you have made monumental shifts, areas that you would like to make shifts in. And sometimes these shifts can be light, and most of the time they can be, and other times they can be really heavy. So we're going to get clear on what that has been like for you. Now, like other shows, I'm going to do with you that guided exercise before the guest comes on. And this is a repeat guest, so I'm excited to have him on, but I will surprise you with that intro that I will do for him when he is about to come on. So before we do that, let's aim to get clear on what this topic is for you, areas that you have shifted and areas you would like to shift in. So, what has precluded you from getting clear? What capacity are you denying that you have that you would allow you to clear any areas that have limited you from creating shifts in your life? And what would it be like to generate and create that now? So, what I would like you to do, if possible, is to go ahead and close your eyes. Now, if you're driving, I totally understand. No worries. You can just listen to my voice and allow it to guide you through this exercise. So we're going to tune in and tap into the space of shifts in your life and everywhere you have been in limitation with them. We are aiming to get clear on where you've blocked yourself from being present with acknowledging these shifts. And everywhere that you would like to now create them in a generative and in creative way so you can be in the flow of being the shift that you would like to actualize. So again, some of this information that I'll be sharing with you during this exercise has been modified from this amazing system and set of tools from Access Consciousness. So go ahead now and close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing. Now just notice your breathing and tune into your space and awareness of shifts you have made and the ones you would like to actualize. So now, creation. Creation is bringing into physical actualization something that does not exist here. There are four elements of creation, and those are question, choice, possibility, and contribution. These are ones that we have focused in on before, but just tune into these four elements now. This is the source of change. These four elements: question, choice, possibility, and contribution. You ask a question and it opens the door to the universe to contributing to you. When you ask a question, you're not looking for an answer. When you look for awareness from the question you ask, a number of choices come available for you to actualize. So ask. Ask the question. Creation is not a process. Creation is a choice. Whenever you choose, you are creating. Choice creates, choice creates, choice creates. So anywhere that you have not been in the question of choosing and choice, we now destroy and uncreate all that. Take a deep breath in and release it all now on the exhale. Wow, or pan pak. Huh. So as you become conscious through the use of these tools, you are going to have all kinds of things popping into your head that are awarenesses, maybe of a limited point of view or maybe of a limitation followed by the possibility you would like to have. This is the area of shifts that we're talking about in your life. So how does it work? What do shifts look like? Well, it's an awareness of something a lot of times. You'll get a sense of it. You'll sense something is about to change. This could be the time when a shift in your life is about to happen. So get a sense of it and go, cool, I'll have that, universe. Thank you. It's not about how. It's about the choice to ask and the request that you are making. So a lot of times we hear the idea of manifesting. Now, manifestation is how something shows up, not that it shows up. Actualization is that something shows up. So anywhere that you have not allowed yourself to actualize the shift that you would like to have, will you now release all that on the exhale? Deep breath in. And release all the heavy on the exhale or pan pak. Wow. Thank you. So you want to actualize things, not manifest them. Everything that doesn't allow you to realize that you can get everything you really desire if you just ask for it. Just trying to create all that now. Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale or pan pak. Wow. Thank you. So, now, what is that area that you would like to actualize? What is that shift you would like to have in your life? And all the shifts that you have made, where have you yet to acknowledge them? Anywhere you haven't acknowledged them, will you destroy and uncradle back now, please? Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. This will allow us to then be in that space when the live guest comes on and we explore the possibilities of what it is that you have yet to create and areas where you have created it. So now, everything that won't allow all that, will you clear it now? Deep breath in. And release it all in the exhale. Okay, so go ahead now and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness that you received regarding acknowledging and actualizing the past and current shifts in your life, an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in? Okay, so be with that and feel free to share it this week on any social media that I'm on, the question of the week, certainly post anywhere that you have this awareness. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so now our live guest, the portion of the show you know I love. So our live guest for this evening is Jimmy Gillis. And Jimmy Gillis is a board-certified licensed massage therapist, having graduated from Utah College of Massage Therapy. And that was in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2000. He runs a successful private practice in Tempe, Arizona, while also operating a traveling continuing education business. He lives life in the fast lane while authoring articles from Natural Wellness Online and Massage Magazine Nationwide. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome Jimmy to the show. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Dr. Sarah. Once again, I love your meditations you do. What a wonderful way to help someone bring self-awareness to this very important topic tonight.
Oh, well, thank you, Jimmy. I really appreciate that. And I sense it's a nice intro into certainly the topic that we're delving into, in part because a lot of people may not even know they're in the limitation of it. And that's why I'm really excited about our conversation. So about this idea
Indeed.
With shifts and changes, is there something that you would like to start with in terms of that?
Well, it seems like self-awareness is the ultimate key when it comes to recognizing shift, because we're in a state of change. The universe's ultimate MO is change. So it's nice to take a step back from the hustle and bustle of life and just recognize, how are we following this ebb and flow of universal consciousness? I love you mentioned the word consciousness before, because consciousness is a big aspect of self-awareness, and recognizing that consciousness really has no one religion, no one belief, no one ideology. It's all just a universal, ubiquitous idea that we can tap into this universal consciousness. And as we do that, we find awareness becomes much more easier than feeling shift and happen in our lives. It becomes much more tangible and palpable.
Yeah, it brings us back to the moment where we actually do have choice and possibilities. And I love that you're acknowledging that this awareness, because it's almost awareness and consciousness are certainly almost simultaneous, and or they resonate really in that same space of being. And if we're not in the awareness and space and choice and question, we're really then denying ourselves the access to generating, creating something greater. So I love that you bring in this piece of awareness and how it's related to creation. So anything else that you're aware of with that?
I see that as a body worker every day in my career. As I touch a human being, I know I'm not just touching their physical body, I'm touching their spirit and soul as well. And it's nice to be able to feel shifting in a physical body. And again, it takes awareness to do that. In my profession, where muscles may move a great deal, the fascia under the skin moves even more subtly. So to have great heightened awareness even in session allows me to feel that in a physical bodywork session. So whoever's listening out there, please ask your massage therapist what shifting they feel under your skin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and how that carries over to these different areas in our life, certainly the body work that you do, and everywhere that we're choosing something to move into or clear, it all contributes to creation and looking at the shifts in our lives and acknowledging that. So I know when you and I were chatting even before the show, that we were discussing this idea of like areas that shift has happened. And is there anything that would be helpful from your point of view, Jimmy, that our listeners could gain from in terms of the acknowledgement of the shifts that have occurred in our lives and in our beings?
Yes, I think it's really important that the listeners were to ask themselves, do I want or am I ready to receive inner peace? I think once we have great self-awareness, we're able to recognize that inner peace really comes from that self-awareness. If someone is not quite ready to receive it, let's take a step back and find ways, find healthy living, self-care means to put themselves in a position to have inner peace. If that means seeing a professional counselor, professional psychologist, someone of that nature, visit Dr. Sarah herself, certainly to find that ability, find that inner peace. Because I think once we find inner peace, then we're able to be in a healthy state to really embrace the changes and shifting that is already manifesting. I think some people resist it, and then that comes from a lack of inner peace. So I think once we have inner peace, we recognize I have self-awareness. I have inner peace. Now let's bring on these changes, and I'm at peace with the changes in life, which also means I hold no ego. I know in your world, you discuss this idea in your world as well, in psychology, and in my world of massage, I think they blend together in this way that ego can start to become a really challenging facet of mental energy that challenges shifting. Ego saying,
well, and also,
life has to be this way.
Yeah, and I was going to just add that a lot of our thought, feelings, and emotions that actually block us from that inner peace, and in peace in this way, the way you're describing it, Jimmy, is really a space of being where we can access ourselves in a way that's not from a problem point of view, but it's more from a space of possibility. And if we're not getting clear of the ego or anywhere that we're in a limitation of ourselves, it makes it really difficult. It puts us in a place where we may not have our choice and ease and lightness available to us because we're too busy caught up in certainly other people's points of view or this reality where the tendency is to be very black and white and a limiting space. So I really appreciate you bringing in that idea of this inner peace, which is really a space of being. And I love how you describe that. So when we're doing this and you're doing your work with clients and showing up that way and I'm showing up this way and everyone contributes to other people's space by choosing to not be in these limitations. So it really is a choice. And if we're not choosing it, not only will we not have the shifts, but we'll also limit ourselves and have to keep recreating these things over and over again until we actually choose the shifts we're looking for.
And that's interesting you put it that way because we certainly my mind, my ego might say, I want life to look like this. What I see on Instagram, it seems like they have it all together. I want that. But what about what our true essence wants, our true soul wants? I don't think the cell phone, Instagram, Facebook world can really satisfy our soul. And I think that if we disconnect ourselves from our soul, we get stuck in this mundane of world, the world that tells us that we have to work 40 hours a week for someone and make someone else rich. And we get stuck in that realm of reality that we're taught and conditioned, right? So I think it's helpful to recognize we can take a step back from what reality teaches us or ego teaches us, what social media teaches us, and just go back to center and ground within ourselves and find what does our soul want? How does my soul find inner peace? Self-awareness is that path of inner peace. And we can certainly use, you know, whatever religious text or spiritual text. I like the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali personally. There's all sorts of wonderful texts that can help provide a roadmap to it. So I think it's healthy that we recognize there are roadmaps available. Pick one. It doesn't necessarily matter which one you pick. Just simply pick one and then follow that for a good while. And if it evolves, it's going to evolve at some point too, but that's healthy too. But ultimately, that's that choice of how can I really find inner peace for my soul, not having to satisfy the requirements of society per se, but just say, how do I satisfy my soul? And then I'll find the shift that will guide me in that direction.
Yeah, and being open to those possibilities. And I know I use the language being versus soul, but it all resonates with that same kind of energy of one, the way people just tap into it in different ways. So I'm just acknowledging that to the listeners in case they're kind of, you know, used to dealing either with soul or with being, you know, it kind of all interchangeably comes through in the way that you and I are talking about it, Jimmy. And I really am grateful in terms of how you're presenting it and looking at it. And everyone has their own way of doing it in their own space of being it. And, you know, for our listeners, what would it be like to acknowledge the areas that shift has occurred and areas that maybe are coming in now, even as we speak, and being more clear on what that could look like? And I agree, it goes way beyond what we're doing on, like, from let's say social media. It's every choice creates something, and it's kind of, I look at it as an accumulative effect. So one choice creates another, and it allows us then to really create the future that we would like. I mean, look at you and all the work that you're doing, and certainly the work I'm doing. Every single choice counts, and it, sometimes it's heavy, and if it's heavy, you can always choose again. But it's almost like if there are no mistakes, it's just we're here, we're being it, and being around people that can acknowledge it, it's just a beautiful thing. And that's what I'm doing in my world and looking to create with the Doctor's Therapies and even this Blog Talk Radio show. It's really about having a space where we can just acknowledge each other and create and actualize what it is that we want individually in our own way. Like you said, what resonates for you are the yoga sutras and those different things. And what resonates for me is different, but everyone has their own way, but we're all looking to create something greater. And that's so beautiful. I'm so grateful you acknowledged that.
Indeed, and it reminds me of the great words of Yogananda when he said that there were no obstacles, only opportunities. And what a healthy perspective on life that is, to help someone recognize that, yeah, shifting might not feel good in the moment. It may not be what my ego wants, but at the same time, recognizing that there's always opportunity in every potential situation, whether it's perceived as good or bad. I'm one of those guys that I don't believe anything is good or bad. It just simply is. And we take every situation for the lesson it carries. And every person can be a teacher to us. Every situation can be a teacher to us. There are no obstacles. There's only opportunities for growth and for shifting to take place. I mean, we know that shift happens. I mean, that's a funny phrase that some people kind of throw out jokingly, right? But there's something beyond the joke. It's shift certainly happens, but I think that when we find the means to recognize that every person teaches us something, or potentially, if I'm really paying attention, they can teach us. And we can take those opportunities to learn and grow every day. And I think that just feeds a very healthy shifting of life and of energy. And that might involve people. People might shift and leave your life. And that's scary when you're used to the same five people from high school growing up, and suddenly you realize that that high school self has to leave along with those friends. Some people have a hard time with that. So I think it's healthy that before we make those big shifts that we have self-awareness. When I have self-awareness, I'll be more at ease when former self, former high school self, former 25-year-old self, former 30-year-old self goes by the wayside and a new you emerges. A new version of you, a better version, an enlightened version of you emerges. That is where life gets exciting and fun.
Yes. And it brings up a really great point. And that is, a lot of times, you know, shifts can be uncomfortable and we don't always know what they're creating as a result. So sometimes when something heavy comes in, what I tend to do, and this is always my aim, is to acknowledge it and be grateful for it in the moment and ask a question like, how does it get any better than this? Or what else is possible to keep it moving? Because a lot of times we may not see what that heaviness, how that is part of the actualization that we're looking for to create the change we've asked for. So sometimes these heavies come in as a result for new possibilities to open up. And that's one thing I've really become aware of in the last, I would say, few years of my existence here, is that even the heaviness, if that heaviness didn't come in the way it did, it wouldn't have brought in the other possibilities that actually was what I was looking for the shift I was looking to create. So I love that you brought that up. And a lot of times we are shifting into this new way of being because we are conscious living beings.
Right. And we should not let fear hold us back from this, because I'm a big believer that do what you fear and fear will disappear for sure. So simply just taking action, and sometimes taking action has us bring awareness from our head to our heart. Sounds like a cool yoga idea, but certainly that goes to a lot of different healing mantras of, yes, I can be in my head and try to figure out shift, but what if I stop trying to figure out the whys? Why don't I just embrace the how is it happening and just feel the shift and allow it to feel good, knowing that a former self that might be passing, transitioning, and a new version of you is coming. And it's exciting to have that new version that can be whatever it needs to be. For example, if I can share a quick, I grew up I grew up in Chicago, and certainly I'm supposed to be a certain way, being from Chicago, apparently. And I'm a Greek from Chicago, so of course I'm supposed to own a restaurant, of course, right? there's something, yeah, I'm supposed to anyway. That was my family, you know, plan for me. And I realized very early in life that that wasn't meant for me. I realized early in life that I can be kind of who I want to be and not worry about other people's expectations. It was a little fearful because I had identified myself just as that Greek from Chicago. But now I am one of those hippy-dippy guys. I mean, I don't say hippie in a bad way. I mean, the hippies had it right, because the hippies certainly said, I don't have to work 40 hours a week for anyone, make anyone else rich. That's the hippie way.
That's right.
Just making sure I come full circle with the idea that certainly, you know, we may have expectations that culture places upon us, family places upon us, and it's nice to be able to shift away from others' expectations and really bring it home to what is my expectation and what would I want from life, and then be open to the possibilities, be open to them.
Yeah, and how we can create them.
More,
I love that. And the more open we are, the more that can come in and generate. And I love this idea, and we can even finish up on this, Jimmy, this idea of actually awareness is a lot of times misidentified, or fear actually is misidentified awareness. So when we become aware, there really is no fear. It's just aware of everything. And now what would you like to choose? So I love that. And I'm so grateful that you were on the show tonight, and I'm sure we'll continue to explore the possibilities of maybe even you coming on again at some point, Jimmy. That would be fantastic if you're open to that.
I'm always up for that. If I may end with just a quick quote here, because I found a good quote that kind of sums up the message of what it means to really accept, shift, and realize it, actualize it.
Yes.
It's by Marianne Williamson, and she says, love is what you are born with. Fear is what we have learned here. The spiritual journey is the unlearning of the fear and acceptance of love back into our heart.
Wow. Love
That's
that.
A powerful
Thank you so
statement,
much.
Powerful statement. From a space of love, we can accept the shifts entering our life and find that nice path to inner peace through our self-awareness. And I just want to leave that message to our listeners that you can find that self-awareness, inner peace from a space of love, not from a space of fear, but embrace it from a space of love.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jimmy. So appreciate
Namaste,
it.
Dr. Sarah. Namaste. Thank you so much for your
you
beauty you bring your world.
Oh,
thank you so much for all you
Jimmy.
Offer the world.
Yeah. Thank
Have a
you.
Blessed
thank
evening,
you.
Dr. Sarah. Thanks.
You too, Jimmy.
Yeah. Good night.
So now the question of the week. Question of the week is, what shifts in your life have you yet to acknowledge and or have yet to actualize? So again, what shifts in your life have you yet to acknowledge and or have yet to actualize? So be with that question this week, my conscious friends, and just notice what that's like for you. And feel free to post about it. I will be posting this picture quote after the show. So next week's episode, I'm having Liz Tupling back on the show. We are going to speak further on that relevant topic that we were talking about last time, human trafficking, and ways to navigate it from a space of consciousness, awareness, choice, and possibilities. And so join Liz and I next week, which will be Monday, May the 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now, to end the show, I'd like to close by thanking my guest, Jimmy Gillis, for joining us again today, as well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazingness, energy, and contribution. I really could not do it without you. I'm so grateful for you. And what else is possible now, my conscious friends? What else is possible? So I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, and so look forward to continuing to be part of your journey. And so now, go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth, be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my conscious friends. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Okay, bye for now.